too long overdue.
Musician Tom Rush was born on this date in 1941 in New Hampshire. Rush came up in the Boston-Cambridge folk scene of the early 60s, playing folk blues on a series of albums for Prestige Records. He then moved to Elektra, and by the late 60s was interpreting the work of such upcoming writers as Joni Mitchell and James Taylor. By the early 1970s, he was mixing his own songs on albums for Columbia. In recent years, Rush has become something of a folk packager, putting together road shows that include some of the newer folk performers. On February 24, 2009, Rush released What I Know, his first studio album in more than 30 years. His previous album, Trolling for Owls, was released in 2003 and contained stories and songs from live performances.
Say goodbye. Hours that were yours echo like empty rooms. The thoughts we used to share I now keep alone. I woke last night and spoke to you, not thinking you.
On this date in 1934, Art Porter Sr. was born in Little Rock to Eugene Porter Sr., a stonemason, and Lily Mae Porter, who gave Porter his first music lessons. He played in church at the age of 8 and gave his first recital at 12. By 14, he conducted a half-hour classical music radio program from KLRA-AM in Little Rock. Porter became a popular and respected musician of jazz, classical, and spiritual music, and entertained several heads of state. He also performed at two of Bill Clinton's inaugurations as governor and one of his presidential inaugurations. Porter's musical legacy was passed on to Art Porter Jr., whose career, expressed in four albums, ended with his accidental death on November 23, 1996. On this date in 1978, Senate deliberations were broadcast on radio for the first time as members opened debate on the Panama Canal treaties. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.